the DOT requirement for a commercial entrance.
That's not what they've told us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't told you that.
Dusty and I think Larry. Larry from the Highway Department, Dusty from MoDOT.
That's not what they told me.
I
put in several commercial entrances for businesses, and they all have to be paved. And I know Dusty pretty well.
All I can say is...
He told you it didn't have to be paved.
And that's exactly correct.
Okay.
He told me exactly what rock to put down, and that's what we did.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, 2-inch clean and 1.5-inch base with 2-inch clean. So that's what we did.
Okay.
Any other questions for the applicant? Why don't you go ahead and have a seat? Who in there? Okay.
Is there a record of how many ambulance calls you've had out there?
You'd probably have to get that from them, but I'm going to say 4.
4?
Yeah.
A
year and a half. It was March, I believe, June. March or June of 23. So a strong year and a half.
Any other questions?
You guys got any food trucks been out there or anything?
Yeah, on not this time of year, but there are a couple of food trucks that come out and service people when it's good weather.
What about shooting other than paintball?
Shooting as in rifles, guns?
Yeah.
No. Now, we don't have any shooting going on. We're out in the country. There's a lot of shooting going on.
I'm well aware of it. I don't live too far from there.
Yeah. The gun range down the road, we hear them quite often. Our neighbor right across the street off of Aspen on the corner, he does a lot of shooting. And there's a few on the north side that do a little bit of shooting as well. But we don't do any shooting at all.
All right, why don't you go ahead and have a seat. Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of the application? Opposed to the application? You guys have a specific order you want to go in? Have you talked about it or not really? You want to start over this way?
I'll be first.
All right.
My name is Jeff Mitten. I live at 401 Arnold. I'm not familiar enough with what goes on behind the scenes, so I just wanted to talk out loud here for a few minutes on some of these things. But with this one that we had on the end of December there, and the mud all over the road and the noise at night, unmuffled buggies, all that kind of stuff, I submitted a complaint. I'm assuming that each one of you have seen a copy of that complaint. Is that accurate? That goes through the board here, that everybody gets to see that, or how does that work?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So, but that does.
So then, all right. So then, let me go ahead and just read that then, so we get that into the record, and that way everybody's got something to work from. So I just sent a quick email to Scott and Amber. Looked on the site there, and I just sent this. Hi, Scott and Amber. Attached is formal complaint form in regards to an event held at Texplex at Fox Creek this last weekend, and this was on the 30th of December, by the way. Say, although I've seen prior violations of the conditional use permit, as I understand it, I've not previously formalized any complaint. My wife and I have had interactions with both Jason and Kyla, day-to-day operations team, and we find them to be nice people. We like them. We like the neighbors. We like the fact that the park's there. It's doing well. It's good business. I've also spoken previously at planning and zoning meetings both in support of and against proposed uses of this property. With all that said, I believe it's important for us as a community to live in harmony with one another. So this last weekend was over the top, thus the attached complaint. And I've done my best to reference the appropriate codes that were violated. And so then in the complaint itself, I just listed four different things here. Let's see if I can get my paperwork to work. I didn't bring my glasses, so sorry. Excessive noise from unmuffled buggies was the first one. Inside my home, 401 Arnold Road, 8:30 in the morning, windows shut, heater going, heater blowing, and I could hear unmuffled buggies 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday morning. I had sat in this room right here where we discussed, hey, we're going to run from, you know, only in daylight hours, we're only going to run muffled buggies, or some talk about meters to measure how much sound was coming out, these kinds of things. So in my mind, that was a violation of what we had agreed to. I put in there the section that I saw that I felt like was being violated, and also just comment on the fact that I feel like this in this interferes with my quiet enjoyment of my property. So. Second thing, insufficient parking for an event. I think y'all already heard that. We already talked about that, or stuff everywhere, which doesn't bother me, but it's a violation, as I understood it, from looking at the codes. Third thing I said was mud from the event. Jason even mentioned that, strewn up and down the highway. I saw that as a violation of the codes, and I just listed that out there so you'd be able to see that. And then I also commented on the fact that they've got porta-potties in constant use over there, which I'm happy they're doing that, by the way. But as I understood it from sitting in these meetings, you had to have commercial well, commercial bathroom facilities, and then porta-potties were only allowed for a certain amount of time to be out there in supplement to what was going on with the existing facilities, which I don't believe they have. So I just bring that up because that's something that I saw as a code violation. And then overnight camping. On some of these nights, overnight camping did occur. They did have buggies out there running during the dark, during the night hours, and it was waking up the neighbors, not just me, waking up some other people. So we know this has been happening. It's been infrequent. It's once in a blue moon that you'll see something. It's not a big deal. My concern, and the reason I put all this together, is I want us to talk about enforcement measures or ways that we can work together to live in harmony, right? So my thought process was simply this. Here in America, what we do is we solve our problems with money, right? So it seems to me that if we've got a conditional use permit and there's a valid violation of that conditional use permit, we ought to be able to rescind that or suspend that for some period of time. Maybe we start out 2 weeks. Hey, you got to shut the park down for 2 weeks. Show us a corrective action plan, then you start it up again. Oh, a second violation? Now it goes to 4 weeks. Now it goes to 6 weeks. Whatever we want to do. But if we don't have some kind of an enforcement mechanism for the zoning, for the planning, for what we're doing here, we don't really have any codes because nobody's going to enforce anything. I ought to be able to go do whatever I want, and that's going to leave the county out there hanging, right? Because if they can get away with it, why can't I? And now you're showing favoritism. So there's got to be some kind of a level playing field there. So that's all I've got to say there. Any questions for me?
Thank you.
Sir.
Sir, did you sign up?
Yes, sir. Name's Brent Daniels, 438 Arnold Road. I guess my concern would be is camping already taking place, food trucks, there's already power supply on the backside of the property for those things, obviously. But on the road, side-by-sides on the road, no one's brought that up yet. That's pretty frequent. And I understand that these guys work there. They're going to have to use them occasionally, and I think there's something there that 2 miles from home, I live down the road. I'm going to be honest. I've rode my buggy up there to ride at their park. It is a good time. I'm not trying to run them out of town or none of that, but it is in my front yard and do get woke up. I've been woke up, I think, twice from camping, night riding. I got nothing against camping. I own a camper myself. Enjoy it. Enjoy buggy riding. But if we're going to allow it, we obviously have to have stuff put in place to keep them in control. You know, if you do allow it, you got to have someone there all night that manages and makes sure that people aren't riding and causing noise. That's probably it. The mud on the road, the entrance, I would almost argue with the entrance. My dad's done construction for many, many years. I really think that that's not right. I also believe that there shouldn't be allowed water to run onto the highway. I think it's supposed to be a swell so the water doesn't run onto the state road. I've heard my dad talk about that many times. But I don't know. We all have to get along. We all live next to each other, right? But definitely, like Jeff said, I think there needs to be something put into place of, you know, checks and balances. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Ron Daniels at 4500 State Highway JJ. Our property is right across from Aspen. I think some of the issues that have occurred have been addressed by the previous two speakers, but one thing I would like to bring up is, but with the planning and zoning codes, if I read the public and private park codes right, their trails are supposed to be a minimum of 400 feet from the property line. And right now, their trail they use for their main entrance for the buggies, once they leave the parking lot up there, runs about 15 or 20 foot from their property line, right down a parallel to JJ Highway and turns next to Aspen Road. So they run right in front of our house, which it is kind of noisy with some of the unmuffled buggies, especially at night. It gets kind of loud. And also in the summertime, it generates quite, when it hasn't rained, it generates quite a bit of dust that rolls over on the property. I know that they're supposed to meet DNR requirements for dust control, and sometimes it looks like a fog bank rolling over. So I won't go over anything else, but if a lot of my problems, my immediate problems there, would, if they would just move their trails away from the property line so the buggies aren't going out right in front of my house, everyone that goes out pretty well passes through there, if they could just locate their main entrance trail back off the property where it needs to be, where it's supposed to be by code, I wouldn't complain about that. So I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you. Next.
David O'Neill, 3250 Pine Top Road. I am a resident of Taney County, and I don't live too far from the Texplex. Not a little further than some of the other speakers who have already spoken. And I am opposed to the developer's plans for overnight camping. My opposition is based in part on the track record of the current development. Texplex has created from what was once a tall stand of pine trees, what I feel like is an unsightly mud hole in full view of Highway JJ, creating the UTV loading and unloading area close to the highway has shown very little concern for those of us living in the area or who regularly drive along JJ. Had the developer left a natural barrier and been more thoughtful as to how it would be seen from the road, they could have demonstrated more concern for the natural appearance in the area of the area and for those living nearby. Not only is the development unsightly, but JJ is often covered in mud, which we've heard referred to, from the Texplex patrons pulling out. This creates a mess for local travelers. In addition, when Texplex first opened, we saw an increase of UTVs going down Pine Top Road. I went up to the site and spoke to one person there, I don't recall the name, of Texplex, and was told that UTVs should all stay on the trail system and not leave the property and stay off of local roads. Since I did have that conversation, I do believe there has been a reduction in the number of UTVs on Pine Top Road, which is greatly appreciated. If overnight camping is allowed, how long will it be before trail riding will be extended into the night? This I wrote before tonight's meeting, now hearing that it actually is already going on. The website, the Texplex website, does say that there's no riding past 7 p.m. The developers of Texplex needs to demonstrate that they can be good neighbors before adding overnight camping. So far, based on the mess that has been created in full view of JJ, they have not demonstrated any concern for the surrounding neighbors or the general area. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on this side?
Go ahead, Alan.
Hello. My name is Don Wonder. I live on 908 Arnold Road. Jason and Kyla are very responsive, and when you go to them with a problem, they want to fix it. So I find that to be a very good thing. My initial issue back when all this started was smoking. If you toss a cigarette out of one of those machines, it can burn the whole neighborhood. I've been